wicked Haman, how you try to destroy our Mordechai. When they tried to rebuild the Mikdash, you worked hard to block it. Wicked Haman, you're so snide, all those sins that you provide. For 7 days a feast you sponsored from the Melech's pocket.
Tzar, tzar, v'oyev, Haman ha'ra'azeh.
Walking in the footsteps of Amalek, your grandfather.
Tzar, tzar, what a pain
that Haman ben Amdasa. Ken were hung, I mean your sons, right down to Vayezasa. Wicked Haman, how you cried when you spotted Mordechai. To kill the Jews you did apply, you cast your lucky dice. Wicked Haman, nice surprise, right before your very eyes. Your own daughter, so were plunged, you fooled by the disguise.
Tsar, tsar, v'oyev,
so mean and full of danger. Your money didn't help you when the king was filled with anger. Sorry, Haman, for a while, with honor you were showered. A chafu roish, then chafu pan of not your finest hour. So now you know why on this day we're full of joy. They make plots and cast their lots, but Hashem is there to block it. Hey, Haman the Mordechai, we drink yai until we're high. Then we eat those fruit-filled pastries shaped like Haman's pocket.
Baruch Mordechai, defender of our nation, goes around with Haman's crown, who's left with degradation. Baruch Mordechai, there is no man grander. In black of night, it's clear to sight the Melech Hashem's hand here.
Way back in year 3, the king showed for all to see. For 7 days he kept the Jews well fed. Then he called for his queen, who was exceptionally mean. She refused and the king said, off with her head. Esther then succeeded her identity, a secret through her Mordechai foiled the bad guy's plan. But he wouldn't flinch, nor budge an inch, to respect Haman, ignoring the king's command. He groaned, he moaned, his temper was blown. He ground his teeth and shook his fist. Lots were thrown, a date set in stone. The king gave his ring and said, be my guest. Garments were rent, Hasach was sent to tell Esther to plead before the king. A fast of 3 days and improving their way, she went forth, not knowing what it would bring. The king and Haman, she requested they come as the guests of honor, both say their nights. Haman was so pleased, till by Mordechai he was teased. Zeresh said, hang him from dizzying heights. Achashverosh tossed and turned, how shocked he was to learn he owed Mordechai big his life he'd saved. With poor Timon, Haman's gyva did him in. Mordechai would gain from the advice he gave. He cried as the guide of the ride outside. Mordechai rode proudly on the horse. His daughter up high mixed up Haman and Mordechai. Soiled her father, then died, of course. To the Mishteh he came, it was the end of the game. When the queen spilled the beans, he was doomed big time. The gardens didn't help, the king gave a yelp. Even inside my house, will you do a crime? Arvina switched teams and pointed out to the king. Upon the gallows, Haman was hanged. Mordechai then arose, dressed in royal clothes, and Shoshan, Nes Yaakov, they all sang. The Jews were unable to turn all the tables, to do to their foes what they'd have done. Hanging the 10 sons of the Rasha Haman, and then fighting one more day in Shushan. Letters dispensed to every province, establishing Purim as Yimei Simcha. Mishloach manois, lev yoinim matonois, Mishtehe Yain Kriyas Megillah.
Kabbalas HaTorah,
again with love for Hashem.
And a festive Yom Tov for me and you.
So come drink a L'chaim L'avinu Shebashamayim.
Be thankful and proud that you